Chapter 50, Act 2, Epilogue. Ruins of the Badlands Hive. The throne room was a mess. Rubble was strewn along the floor. The two thrones at the end were cracked and on the verge of collapse. Abandoned weapons and armor were scattered across the floor, dropped by the last foolish defenders to stay behind as the enemy swarmed in. A large wooden table had been brought in. A map of Equestria opened up on top of it, as a little over a dozen drones gathered around. Queen Crudella set their head.
"Have our spies reported back to you over the hive mind?"
Crudellus asked one drone.
"They did, but..."
"But?"
"I am afraid some of the sentries around the camp discovered them. They are gone."
Crudellus hummed in thought.
"That place is too heavily defended for an attack, or for our spies. Recall any of our infiltrators still out there?"
"At once."
The drone bowed.
"What was their final report?" another changeling asked.
"They said that Chrysalis's drone seemed agitated, while before they were beaten down low. Something has riled them up."
A vicious smirk appeared on Crudellus's face as she realized the implications.
"Then it would appear that my niece has finally passed away."
A buzz went around the table as the changelings all talked among themselves at what Chrysalis's death meant for them, only for a hoof to slam down and silence them.
"Silence!"
Crudellus ordered.
"It would seem our assault here was a huge success. Their home is lost, and they are now led by a far less experienced ruler. They are on the brink of collapse."
Crudellus's smile suddenly morphed into a snarl, sending shivers down her drone spines.
"However, they are now under the protection of the ponies, along with Queen Drago. And despite being as young as she is, Twilight Sparkle is still an immediate threat. One that still must be erased."
"My queen,"
one drone objected.
"Chrysalis is dead. Her hive is broken. Why not just lead us to this regalia now?"
"Not while she still breathes."
"Stop right there!"
the drone shouted.
"Attacking this place was one thing, but Twilight Sparkle is in the borders of Equestria. If we go for her, we will be at war before our plan can be acted out."
"Your point, Commander?"
"My point being your hatred for Twilight Sparkle has blinded you,"
he claimed.
"You're being stupid."
"Know your place,"
the queen bellowed.
"Twilight Sparkle is a threat. Queen Avia's bloodline could ruin everything, just as she ruined everything 1,000 years ago.
Crudellus fumed.
"I once idolized my mother. She could have done so much for our race, but then Avia had poisoned Mother's mind with nonsense that would lead to the destruction of our lives and who we are. Pony culture! Twilight will do the same. And besides, Celestia will already be wanting to burn us for what we did, so it is of little consequence there. That, and if you recall, she is the element of magic. If those elements are brought into play, everything could unravel. So I have a plan to stop that from ever happening. Once she and the elements are no longer a threat, then we can simply pull out from Equestria and collect our prize."
Crudellus took in a deep breath, realizing she had been shouting the entire time.
"My apologies,"
she uttered.
"But the key to our race's future is so close. We just need to eliminate this last threat, and then our plans can proceed. We are in the endgame."
One of her drones spoke up.
"You said you had a plan, my queen? There is no way we can attack the camp. Even though we can muster superior numbers than what is currently there, they are far too entrenched.
Plus, with the alicorns there, I know,
Crudelis interrupted.
We won't be attacking the camp, but rather drawing Twilight Sparkle out.
And how exactly will we do that?
Another asked. Crudelis peered at the map, her eyes glaring down onto the town of Ponyville.